She's crazy about horses, and she's never been in a saddle yet. Think of that, Lee Ripple. Here's a girl of 16, granddaughter of old Don Carlos, the greatest of all the old horse-breeding Dons, and she's never straddled a horse.
I know. I know, Cap. Don't rub it in. I always meant Holly to have all the West could offer. But first, I wanted her to get an education. The years have slipped by. So, my lass loves horses? What did she say?
Well, the lass has your blood in her, same as that of the Val Verde. She asked me how many horses we had, and when I told her about 400 that we knowed of, she squealed with joy, swore she'd ride every one of them.
Lord, I see my troubles, but I'll teach Holly to ride. I sure won't leave that to these saddle rowdies. Britt, you make me hope,
returned the colonel feelingly as he lay back in the great rocker.
I always wanted a son, but I never loved Holly the less for that. If she lived on here and learned to run this ranch under your wise eye, and someday married one of these saddle rowdies, I could die happy.
My God, boss, expostulated Britt heatedly. Why'd you ever send Holly away to make a fine lady out of her if you wanted her to marry one of these firebrands?
Cap, could Holly do better? I mean, if this lucky cowboy is one of the breed we know so well, not a Texan. Holly is half Spanish, and you know Texans will be long forgetting the Alamo. He must be of good family and have some little schooling. For the rest, I don't care so much. Holly could make most any cowboy take his place in the making of the West. They're the salt of the earth, these wild range riders. Without them, there would never have been this cattle business growing by leaps and bounds, destined to tame the frontier. You know Britt even better than I do. For 5 years you've handled these hard-riding, hard-drinking, hard-shooting devils of mine. And you have loved them.
Well, maybe I haven't loved them like I ought to have, rejoined Britt regretfully, surprised into feeling. But, Colonel, it just makes my blood run cold to think of Holly alone on this big ranch.
Cold? Your blood should run swift and warm at the very thought. It will be wonderful. Holly looks Spanish, but she is American. She has her mother's beauty, but my brains. I have no fear for her, Britt, if she only chooses to stay. With you to train Holly, teach her to run the ranch, watch over her, she would not be alone. I'm not afraid to risk it.
But I am, boss, declared Britt tragically. I almost wish you hadn't fetched her home.
Nonsense, old-timer. My girl has loved you all her life. It was you who nicknamed her Holly. You danced her on your knee and helped teach her to walk. You can't go back on her now. You must take my place as her dad.
Colonel, I'll do my damnedest. But looking ahead in the light of this lovely lass growing up here into a woman, I don't like the times. Colonel Ripple made a slight, violent gesture, as if a motive prompted by passion had been quenched by will.
Nor do I. That is something I have put off, and, like this other, must now be talked over. Yet the reason is simple. Look there, to the south, old-timer. That is the grandest outlook in the West, if not in the whole world. Kit Carson sat right there and said so. Lucian Maxwell did the same, and you know his pride in his old Spanish grant and the beauty of his 60 square miles of ranch. St. Vrain tried to buy this ranch from Don Carlos. Chisholm, Murphy, the Exersol Company, and that English outfit who bought the three X's, not one of these cattle kings has the West under his eyes as I have. Not one of them has the protected grazing lands. Look down over the old trail in the Cimarron. Peaceful. Lonely, eh? The Kiowas and Comanches are my friends. Look at the buffalo. All those black patches down there are buffalo. And now look around to the west, Britt. No range like that in all this broad New Mexico. Look at the cattle. Do you remember?